This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock has declared a state of emergency in response to the sudden arrival of migrants from the southern U.S. border. The emergency declaration lets the city free up funding and open shelters faster. The mayor says Denver residents have welcomed the migrants.
They weren't asking why these people were here and why aren't we stopping them. They were asking how can we help.
Hundreds of migrants have arrived in Denver over the past 2 months, according to city officials. Public health officials are urging Coloradans to get both flu and COVID-19 vaccines with holiday events approaching. A lot of respiratory viruses like RSV, flu, and COVID-19 are now getting passed around, says Dr. Eric France, Colorado's chief medical officer. More RSV hospitalizations were reported in the first 2 months of this season than in all of last season. Flu vaccination numbers are ahead of last year's pace, but behind this point 2 years ago. Authorities say they may reveal the cause of the 2021 Marshall fire early next year. The Boulder County Sheriff's Office says it has reviewed hundreds of photos and videos and has received more than 200 tips. Investigators are considering a wide range of causes, including lightning and electrical equipment. The Marshall Fire is the most destructive wildfire in Colorado history. It destroyed thousands of homes and killed 2 people. Among those who lost their homes to the Marshall Fire, one is the first to rebuild and move back in.
It's exciting. It's been a year and not quite sure how we got here, but worked with a lot of great people and they've been so kind and generous and responsive, and I mean, the community's just been amazing.
Jessica Carson moves in today, and we'll catch up with her a little later in this hour. Along the Front Range, Lewisville and Boulder County, Metro Denver, Colorado Springs, highs today near 30, getting just a little bit warmer, maybe into the 40s across the metro area on Saturday. This is CPR News.